think all colleges have more than their per capita share of pretty girls. And especially if you don't feel that you fit in with one of them, it becomes very difficult. I think there are a lot of women in college who don't feel pretty and who feel that it's very difficult for them to be anything if they're not pretty, because the emphasis as a young woman coming into society is you must be beautiful, you must be a backdrop to a man, you must be quiet, you must shush, you must keep your place.
Even now?
Even now. It's very hard, because what you're saying even now is after the women's movement, you wouldn't think that would be the case, but all the big battles were won when my mother was, you know, going through that and stuff. But for us, it's like an attitude problem. Guys in your class look at you and go, oh, you're smart, but you're female, how very odd. And so you begin to wonder who you are, and it's a struggle. A lot of women find themselves trying to figure out who they are and what they want to become, and it's very difficult.
So a pert and pretty little frosted blonde walks by, and what do you do? You automatically stereotype her as probably a little dim.
I try not to stereotype her, but she probably is dim, so I don't have to do that. But what I do is usually, I think, what most women do is they look at the frosted blonde and they go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be, and there's something wrong with me, and I'm miserable, and I'm not that, and how can I fit in if I'm not that? And so you find that women in college just manifest their unhappiness in a lot of ways. You know, that you have a lot of bulimia and food problems and body image, and it's very difficult. Everything becomes that much more vulnerable. Getting dressed for a party becomes difficult. Studying for a test, selecting a major, everything becomes, who am I if I'm not a pretty girl?
That is very, very sad. Now that you are out of college, you are a now successful first-time novelist, probably the first successful novelist out of the University of North Carolina in your class.
Well, in my class, maybe, but remember that Thomas Wolfe and stuff came out of UNC, so.
But in your class,
yeah.
I mean, well, the pretty girls and the pretty boys and all of them, you were the first to have a novel, and you're here on the Today program and having the last laugh, or do you still struggle over?
I think it's easier for me now because I'm not in college trying to be a pretty girl. I'm trying to be a writer and just trying to be myself, and there isn't that much of a conflict. But I'm just recently out of college. You know, I graduated in May, so I think all that kind of hangs over, and women, you know, it doesn't just go away overnight. It's very difficult.
All right, the personal aspect of your story, which is very unusual. You suffered a stroke at the age of 20?
Yes, it was 20.
When you were a sophomore in college.
Right.
And paralyzed for for half your body.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do?
I got better. I went home. I dropped out of college. I went home and I enrolled in a really tough physical therapy program. And I started to write the book. I think it was very terrible that I got ill, but it was good because it gave me the distance from college, and I was able to look at it mentally. I had mental distance and see, okay, this is what it's like to be in college in the 80s. It's a drag, and here's why. And I knew about women who wanted to be really beautiful, and I was reading about women in their 40s who wanted to be smart, and I thought, what is wrong with them? Being smart is a drag, you know, you want to be really beautiful. And that's the book came out of that kind of distance I had from school.
Did it give
distance.
You some perspective, life, death, pretty, not pretty? Who cares about that when life and death is finished?
No, it didn't. What it did was give me time to write and time to think about that. You care about things when you get ill. Your old problems just don't go away. You just put them aside for a while. For a long time, I just sort of concentrated on getting better. I've got to get better. I've got to get better. And then it was like, I've got to write.
Why does a 20-year-old have a stroke? What happened?
They don't know. It's usually you have a stroke at my age if you're on the pill or if you drank, if you do drugs or something. But I was so boring, I didn't do any of those things. And so they have no idea why it happened. You know, they're very confused. I don't care why it happened. I'm just glad I got better.
Well, they say that a writer should write about what she knows about, and you know now a lot about personal tragedy and a personal victory. You can write about that?
Well, I don't think I would write about the illness because I found that year incredibly dull. It was hard and it was boring and it was depressing. But it gave me, because I was away, I was able to write about what I did know, and I did know a lot about being in college and just trying to capture the experience of trying to find yourself today in school. So.
You can't think that what you're going through now, the success of good reviews and being on TV and all of that, is dull.
No,
your
it's very exciting.
Your life has definitely taken a turn for the better.
Exciting, right? Yes, without question.
Well, Garrett Weyer, we'll be watching for you.